Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, UNC's freshman Nasir Little went out of the basketball game against UVA earlier this week with an ankle sprain. Now, the true extent of that injury is not really known at this time. Regardless of how long he ends up having to sit, which of the current UNC players do you think needs to step up the most in order to fill in for the minutes that Nasir is going to leave open?
Yeah, we'll get a more definite picture on Nasir on Friday, which is when Roy Williams has his next media availability. But yeah, I mean, what we saw on Monday night was a situation where Nasir Little goes down in the first half. He'd only logged 2 minutes at that point in time. And so what happens? Well, North Carolina finishes the game. They heavily rely on six players. Six guys logged 192 of the potential 200 minutes. And that's really where we're at right now. North Carolina does not have Sterling Manley, although he should be coming back in the next week or so, you would think. Leaky Black still recovering from that high ankle sprain. How much longer he's going to be out, we're not quite sure. Cam Johnson's banged up, although he did come back late in that Virginia game. And now Nasir's up in the air. And so what used to be a deep team for North Carolina no longer is. And Brandon Robinson is the guy that really stepped them for Nasir against Virginia and did an admirable job. But I think really what North Carolina is going to need is a lot of help on the perimeter. Garrison Brooks has been playing a lot better of late. That's been beneficial, aiding Luke May. But Seventh Woods played all of his minutes in the first half, which meant Kobe White had to log every single minute after halftime. That's going to be tough for a freshman to do game in and game out. So they're going to need guys like Seventh Woods and Andrew Playtech to step up and maybe give you maybe not 10 minutes, but maybe 6-7 minutes of quality play, and that'll really help those guards, especially in late game situations.
Thanks, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.